Hello, everyone. Matthew and I will continue with more news stories. A lottery jackpot dream leads to a ticket scam investigation. Part of the historic city walls has been damaged, and shoppers are hit with chaotic traffic queues leaving a retail park.
A team of lottery fraud investigators swooped in on a city supermarket this week amid claims of a ticket scam. The probe began after a customer contacted the National Lottery, claiming a ticket he was owed had been snaffled by staff at Morrison's in Riverside Retail Park. Operators for National Lottery have confirmed that there has been a breach of their policies, and in an extraordinary twist, the crackdown only came about because the suspected victim dreamt he had won the jackpot. It's believed the operator of the National Lottery, Allwyn, has seized CCTV of the incident and further tracked the alleged stolen ticket, which ended up being a winner. A spokeswoman for Morrison's says the supermarket has been contacted by Allwyn and they were supporting the operator with their investigation.
An independent study has shown that investing in Age UK Norwich yields substantial returns. The University of East Anglia's School of Economics conducted the study, examining the economic benefits of Age UK Norwich's work. The research found that for every £1 invested in the charity, a return of £18 was generated. The charity's work saves the NHS, social care and local employers millions of pounds annually by preventing ill health, absenteeism and the need for crisis services. The study, titled Investing in Later Life, Value of Age UK Norwich Services, was completed by economics graduates as part of their final year dissertations. They examined core areas of Age UK's Norwich's work, including health coaching, loneliness and social connection, age-friendly Norwich and information and advice. The findings make a strong case for continued investment in these services, both for the well-being of individuals and the cost savings they provide. Age UK Norwich's personalised health coaching service was found to deliver £18 of social value for every £1 invested, while also costing up to 30% less than equivalent NHS physiotherapy. The charity's efforts to combat loneliness through clubs and sessions were found to save the NHS £2.38 million in reduced hospital admissions, with every £1 spent returning 14.60 in value. The charity's accredited advice service was found to deliver £7.05 of social value for every £1 invested, rising to £12.62 over 5 years when including NHS savings. Dan Skipper, Chief Executive of Age UK Norwich, said, "This report confirms what we've always known. When you invest in older people, the whole community benefits." Professor Matthew Aldridge from the UEA School of Economics added, "The results of the evaluation are clear. Age UK Norwich generates significant value through their work directly for the individuals they support and for our communities and wider society."
Part of the historic city walls in Norwich has been damaged after a car crash. A white Audi hit the wall near Carrow Bridge, where Koblenz Avenue meets King Street. One eyewitness described the wall as being wrecked. Emergency services, including police and the fire service, were called to the scene of the crash and the road was temporarily blocked. A spokeswoman for Norwich Constabulary said that no one was injured in the collision and confirmed that Norwich City Council has been made aware of the incident.
Parts of Norwich are to get £2 million every year for the next decade to revive shopping streets, parks and public spaces. Beauthorpe and West Earlham, along with the Heartsease and Pilling Park areas, are among 169 areas picked to receive up to £20 million through the government's Pride in Place programme. Lowestoft has also been included in that programme, while Great Yarmouth is one of 95 further areas which will get an immediate £1.5 million cash injection to upgrade public spaces. The government says the money, part of a £5 billion investment, will give long overlooked communities the certainty and control they need to plan for the future. The money will be available to help revive shopping areas, to restore parks, and to help breathe new life into pubs, leisure centres, and community halls. Communities will also gain new powers to seize boarded-up shops, block nuisance businesses, and buy beloved local assets before they close.
Shoppers heading to a city retail park have had to endure queues of traffic while leaving the site, with some waiting almost an hour. There are roadworks currently being undertaken on Hall Road by Cadent Gas, who have installed temporary traffic lights. The additional traffic lights have meant that customers who turn off the Sandy Lane junction once they leave the retail car park are then forced to wait while the traffic moves on at the temporary traffic lights. Norfolk County Council said it has requested Cadent Gas limit the impact of its works after it received reports of congestion in the area. After IKEA opened, witnesses said the area was jam-packed, with staff members being sent out to help direct vehicles. A few weeks later, a spokeswoman for the Swedish furniture chain confirmed the business was aware and had taken steps to solve the problem.